most of these children had not been vaccinated. A further look at these already horrific statistics reveals even more underlying tragedy and menace for the future. Measles is generally a disease limited to the early springtime, a time of year when the conditions are just right for the spread of the virus responsible for causing the disease. Yet, 50 American cases of measles were reported in July 2019 alone, a month in which measles should not be encountered. Indeed, the number of cases encountered in this one month alone rivals the full year total from 2012. Thus, we are now experiencing a situation in which measles is likely to grow from a disease once considered conquered to one that can target our children all throughout the year. Worse still, an increasing number of the children that have been struck down by measles are infants too young to have received a vaccine. These youngest among us are truly the most innocent victims of a selfish trend. One could even argue that this is criminal. This wave has swept the United States, and indeed much of the world, as the consequences of the actions of succumbing to the temptations of greed and willful misinformation. According to the World Health Organization, the island nation of Madagascar has the unwanted distinction of leading the world in measles, recording more than 46,000 cases of the disease reported in just the first 4 months of 2019. The reason for this disaster is as old as society. Madagascar is among the poorest of lands, and its peoples do not have access to the MMR vaccines. One must wonder what the parents of the 46,000 afflicted Madagascar children think when they learn of the expanding rate of measles in countries like the Ukraine, which have access to vaccines but refuse to use them. The incidence of measles in the Ukraine swelled threefold in 2019 compared to the year before, and was attributable to fear arising from harm presumed to be caused by the vaccine. Following publication of Between Hope and Fear, I was contacted by a member of the public health infrastructure of the nation who conveyed that the rates of immunization in sophisticated cities, such as the capital of Kiev, hovers